So, Your Grace, it's an important day for the Archdiocese and also for the Church in Scotland. Can you tell me about the app and what gave you the idea to launch it?
Well, the idea was really inspired by the Holy Father himself. He said to be imaginative about what to do for the Holy Year of Mercy. And I discussed it with a few people in the Archdiocese. And we also found out that in one of our parishes, there was a young man, a Pole, who writes these applications. And so we decided, wouldn't it be nice if we had our own app? And what would we do with it? Well, in the Holy Year of Mercy, wouldn't it be nice if people could find their way to confession and to Mass? And so we discussed it over a little while. We asked this young man to go off and to write this up. And so we're nearly there. We had hoped to have it ready in time for the Holy Year. It didn't work out that way. But it's worked out rather providentially in the sense that here we are at the end of it and it becomes a legacy. Because one of the things we had hoped it would do would be give us a chance to show people where to go for confession. In the meantime, we have discovered that many people have used this Holy Year to rediscover the beauty as well as the importance of confessing your sins and being humble before God and the transformation that can take place in your life through that. So it's become a kind of legacy of the Holy Year.
When we speak about apps and the internet and smartphones, I think there's a temptation still now to think about the younger generations. Do you think people of all generations in your archdiocese will use the app?
I am sure it will be. Even out here today in these days, I've been in Rome with 50 pilgrims of all ages, and they've all got phones, and most of them are smartphones, and they thoroughly enjoy themselves, and they are quite au fait with these things. So I suspect that it will be used by all ages. That's certainly what I would hope. It's not as if we're aiming it at a particular generation. And it seems to me that everyone is becoming very, very accustomed to using apps, downloading them and applying them to their lives. So I hope everyone's going to use it.
Now, of course, the announcement today isn't the only major event in your pilgrimage to Rome. On Sunday, you were asked to represent the bishops of the world by receiving the apostolic letter from Pope Francis. How did that make you feel?
That was extraordinary. It was a great honour. It was a grace. It was very moving. It was a lovely privilege. I couldn't quite believe it when they told me that I was supposed to represent all the bishops. Well, that's something. That's extraordinary. And Cardinal Tagle to represent the cardinals. And then after us came various representatives of members of the people of God. And it was a lovely idea and it went very well. And the Holy Father was very gracious, very cordial and friendly, smiling. And it was lovely to be part of it. And it was a nice surprise, but it was really nice. And it was nice for the people that had come with me too. The people from the Archdiocese felt very honoured by that and were delighted to see themselves remembered in that gesture.
I have to ask, you did work for Pope Francis before in the Secretariat for State. Was there any exchange when you received the letter?
It was very quick, but because he knows my face already, all we had time for was he said to me, you look as if you've lost a little bit of weight. And I said, yes, I have in fact lost a wee bit, Holy Father. And that was all. And I had a chance to say, and thank you very much for this letter. And God bless. And off we went. And there was lots more to be done. But it was friendly and it was cordial as always.
You've now had a chance to read the apostolic letter. What are your initial thoughts about what the Holy Father had to say?
Yes, their first impressions. I read it when I got up yesterday. I had a quick look at it. I took it with me on the bus to Assisi and read it on the way up on the bus. And there were a couple of things that struck me about it. It seemed, first of all, like a long summary of the good things that we have already seen in the Holy Year. So it will stand as a kind of reminder of all that we've been through in the Holy Year and of things that the Holy Father wants to remind us of for the future. And so, for example, one of the obvious things that came through was, again, about the sacrament of penance and reconciliation and its importance. And that is certainly something that we lived in our diocese. My priests told me there was a real spike in the numbers of people coming to confession And they were delighted to see that. We provided confession, we drew attention to it, and that seemed to have been a notable success. And I hope that's not just a flash in the pan, but will be something that we see more of, and that people, now that they've done that, that they will come back a little more regularly to confession. But there were other things too. I was struck by the Holy Father extending the possibility of priests absolving those who have been involved in abortion, and making that simpler and more immediate for those suffering from that. Also, there is on the 33rd Sunday of the year, there will be a World Day for the Poor, to remind us of the poor, that we pray for them, that we reach out to them. And I think that too will be a lovely legacy, and a number of other initiatives as well. But they were the standout ones for me anyway.
You've spoken about the people in your own archdiocese. I was wondering if you could speak on behalf of the Bishops' Conference of Scotland. What impact has the Holy Year of Mercy had in your country?
I think we've all been working hard to get that message of mercy out there in different ways. I think we've all been working hard on making the sacrament of penance and reconciliation an important spiritual part of people's journey. So we've put that back there. But also there has been the practical side of mercy too. Reaching out to those who are the poorest and the weakest around about us. But I think for all of us, it has started with the rediscovery of mercy as something that you receive from the hand of Almighty God. And I think all the bishops have been at pains to say that to their people, that mercy is something that comes to us from God. It resides in God. And when we receive mercy, when we open ourselves to that great gift of mercy and we understand our own need of mercy, then we realise the duty, the light and important and beautiful duty that we have to be merciful to our brothers and sisters around about us. And I'm sure that has been happening throughout the country.
You've announced the launch of this Legacy of the Holy Year of Mercy in the Catholic app. I was wondering if you could tell me about any more initiatives that are coming up in the Archdiocese of St Andrews in Edinburgh.
We've been thinking about that, and since I came to the diocese 3.5 years ago, and after having worked in many countries throughout the world, I came back and I started to ask myself the question, why don't we have a Caritas office in our diocese the way that many other dioceses do that I had come across in various countries where I had worked before? And no one could answer the question for me. So I decided, well, we're going to have one. So I asked one of my priests to go and find out how they do it in different countries in Europe. And we are about to start a Caritas office of our own. And so I'm looking forward to that becoming a way of networking the great work that is already being done towards the poor and the excluded in the Archdiocese, and to helping us help ourselves to do that better. Because, of course, some places will be doing better than other places, and so learn from each other so that we do everything better in charity towards the poorest and the weakest in the Archdiocese, those who need that help. So that the Year of Mercy's legacy won't only be a spiritual one, it will also be a practical one as we reach out to the poor, something else that we saw in the Holy Father's letter. And so I look forward to launching that and seeing where that will go to.
That was Archbishop Leo Cushley speaking about the launch of a new app called the Catholic App in conjunction with Musimantic. The Catholic App will go live in early 2017. Musimantic hopes that today's high-profile and noisy launch in Rome will persuade other dioceses throughout the Catholic Church to purchase the app in the weeks to come. For Vatican Radio, I'm Ryan Black.